Everybody, it's your man Headcrackin'. This is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now, that's it for ATL. Now, over to L.A., what up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer, representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now, that's our team. Now, on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Dish
Nation. Today on Dish Nation, we're dishing with Indiana Jones and Rudy Huxtable.
Excuse me, you mean Keisha Knight Pulliam?
Oh!
Yes, Gary, get it right, baby. Well, she's stopping by our studio here in Atlanta to dish on what it's like to act with our bae, Brat.
Of course, we ask her a lot more, not just about working with me, darling. But I'm excited to have my co-star with us today. Plus, Andrew Freund is our guest host, and he's in L.A. sitting down with Harrison Ford. Headcrack, what else we got going on?
A famous director's daughter is coming out as a porn star. Justin Bieber might not be over his desire to wrestle Tom Cruise. And L.A. will tell you what Robert Pattinson smells like. And we know you're dying to know what that is, so you better stay put and watch us. This is Dish Nation.
Woo!
Well, love is in the air for the West. Now, Kim Kardashian and Kanye West were out in Paris kissing and ordering fried chicken.
Ooh, sounds like my kind of vacay.
Yeah, so a video is going viral of the couple at KFC, and if you're wondering why we care, because, well, it's nice to know that millionaires are like the rest of us, and they like to enjoy greasy fried food.
That's right.
Well, it doesn't stop there. Another video of the pair went viral of them kissing in the elevator. Mm. But the reason it went viral wasn't because of their display of PDA, but it's because Yeezy left Kim in the elevator to deal with all those bags by herself.
Okay, come on, Kanye. Now, chivalry is not dead.
Girl.
You need to get them bags, honey.
It was just too bad.
Exactly, and it was probably her stuff.
Excuse me, so when y'all go shopping with your mate, you hold your own bags? You don't have him hold your bags as the gentleman?
Depends where the bag's from.
Yeah, Kim probably wanted to hold her own bags because they were from some exclusive,
exactly,
place.
And she wanted to be very clear, girl, we're not shopping down, I'm still shopping up.
Hello.
Oh, well,
and
honey,
all this was
like
a little contrived, too, because, like, you know, Kanye was smiling coming out of the elevator, and someone was there waiting for him to film the whole thing.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's
true. Can we talk about the chicken, though? The chicken place? I think that's racist.
Why? What are you
talking
about?
Because she wanted people to see that her man still eat chicken.
Well, you in Paris, though. Like, you want to look for things that you kind of know that remind you of home. Because, like, the food
true.
Over there ain't that great.
This is true, because in Paris, they put butter on a sandwich as if it was mayonnaise.
Oh, Jesus.
You get a sandwich
good.
And be, it's not
good. It's not?
No, you get a turkey and butter sandwich?
Oh,
no, it's not good. So you want to find things that you're familiar with.
Really?
The Kardashians have always loved chicken, though, because I remember they were on their jet, honey.
Yeah.
Churches or Popeyes. Popeye's chicken.
Well, y'all, moving on, it looks like Steven Spielberg's daughter, Michaela Spielberg, is taking matters into her own hands by pursuing a career in the film industry, kind of like her dad.
Okay. Mm.
So in a recent interview, Michaela revealed that she has begun self-producing solo adult porn videos.
Oh, my gosh.
And she said when she broke the news to her parents, they were not upset, but intrigued. Wait, y'all, there's more. She then explained her decision to join the porn industry, and she said, I got really tired of not being able to capitalize on my body, and frankly, I got really tired of being told to hate my body. She continued, and I also just got tired of working day to day in a way that wasn't satisfying to my soul. I feel like doing this kind of work, I'm able to satisfy other people. I know that's right.
Okay.
But that feels good because it's not in a way that makes me feel violated. And Michaela also stated that she wants to earn her own coins and not be dependent on her father.
You gotta love her confidence. She's like,
I know.
The people need to see this.
Oh, my gosh.
So how do you do it by yourself?
You do it all the time. You know exactly how to do it by yourself.
Play with your toy.
Just add camera to what you're already doing.
Right. Oh, that's cute. Well, all right, y'all, honey. Let's see what TLA is spilling. Chewy, what's the tea?
All right, thanks, Atlanta.
Yeah.
And guys,
Yeah.
Look who's in the studio with us, Andrew Froh.
I'm here. I'm doing my wave.
That's a beautiful wave.
Thank you.
My pageant wave. Mm-hmm.
All right, do you guys remember when Justin Bieber challenged Tom Cruise to a fight in the Octagon?
Oh, yes.
You guys remember that?
Yes.
AKA a UFC fight.
Right,
you remember
that?
Are you telling me this is happening?
You never know with Justin Bieber. You don't ever know with the Biebs, all right?
Oh, God.
Well, Justin joined James Corden for his third carpool karaoke segment and was asked what possessed him to challenge Tom Cruise to a fight. And, and it was supposed to be a big joke, but coming from and seeing Justin Bieber's response, I don't know. I think he's still up for it. Check this video out.
I gotta say, I think if me and you have a fight, you win. I think if you and Tom Cruise have a fight, I back Tom every day of the week.
Absolutely not.
I back Tom every day of the week.
See, I try not to let my ego get in the way, but there's absolutely no way. He's not the guy you see in movies.
He is.
He's not. You're really boiling me up, man. I'm gonna fight you, bro.
Well, that would be a good thing.
No.
Like, work your way up to Tom Cruise. Do me. Then do like Zach Braff.
No.
And then do Tom Cruise.
I mean,
you know,
Tom Cruise is gonna kick Justin Bieber's ass.
Tom Cruise does all his own stunts.
Yeah. No, he is that guy.
He is that guy. Right. He jumps out of the planes. He chases the cars. He does the motorcycles. He's been doing it for 30 years.
Yeah. My money's on Tom as well. Justin.
Even though Tom's 57 years old, the brother's in the best shape of his life, and I'd be terrified of him. In the Octagon, I'd be terrified of Tom Cruise.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
I also love Tom Cruise because we're the same size. So for me, I'm Cruise all the way.
Yeah, I feel like Justin Bieber, because I do watch UFC, and sometimes they'll pit them as he's 21 years old,
mm-hmm.
And then to the older guy who's like 38. But that guy's gristled, man. Yeah. He's been in it for a long time. So it's like, he just like, let him wear himself out here jumping around, and then I'm just going to do one pop. And
even
Justin
as far as
Bieber
the training goes, like he says, he's an actor and it's a character, but to go through the training, you're actually going through the training to make it look authentic on screen.
Right.
So he is a trained fighter, manipulator with swords, guns,
pilot, everything.
Justin
really
Bieber
done.
Took a year and a half to grow a mustache. Well, we all know Robert Pattinson for his acting and also his good looks. I guess scientifically, we talked about it on
the
show.
He's the new Batman.
He's the most handsome scientifically.
That's
true. Yeah, he was the most beautiful person on the planet based on his face.
No, he's not.
I don't really agree with that either. But now, yes, he's a good actor. He's good looking. And we also now know what Robert Pattinson smells like. He did an interview with Allure magazine. He spoke about his scent and admitted that lots of people tell him that he smells like a crayon.
I brought some crayons in.
Oh,
so
let's see. Should we
give it a sniff?
So this is close your eyes.
Continue nuzzling into Robert Pattinson's neck. That's not bad.
But it's like nostalgic for first grade. I don't want to be like in somebody's neck going, I feel like I'm six.
Although I know what Heidi smells like. You know what she smells like?
Oh.
Merlot and Yorkies.
Yeah.
That's what she smells like.
So a reporter said, what do you mean? Like you're made of wax? And he said, yes, like I'm embalmed.
Ooh.
Well, because he's a vampire, right? Vampires are...
So he's making a joke.
But I've sat with him many times.
Me too.
First of all, he is that handsome.
I think he's
pretty damn handsome. Sure, stunning. Not as stunning as Frank.
Let's not be ridiculous.
I mean, right, you know.
Chill out, Andrew. Yeah. Chill out.
He smells like whiskey and
but he never
wife's
smelled
tears.
Like
whiskey and bad decisions.
He never smelled like anything to me, though. He just looks handsome.
What do I smell like?
Ooh, you smell like vanilla.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
He smells like vanilla.
That's right, boy.
Was that the intent this morning? Did you get up and put on a vanilla-flavored lotion?
No, I put my cocoa butter on.
Ah, that's it.
Cocoa butter.
Cocoa butter.
Right. What's up, boy?
I put on my apple butter.
And he gets followed around my gnats all day long. Yeah. What the hell?
Clearly from the Midwest.
I put on my, I can't believe it's not butter.
Let me smell it.
It's on my
elbow. You smell like Fabio. I can't believe it's not butter.
Oh, God.
Up next, Andrew Freund right here sits down with Harrison Ford and the rest of the cast of Call of the Wild. So keep it right here on Dish Nation.
Dish Nation.
Having trouble sleeping at night is not sexy, but I know where you can get some sheets that are. I'm always waking up all hot and sweaty, and at first I thought it was my mattress, but I just got a set of Etitude sheets, and they are incredible. Now, how is Etitude different from other sheets? Well, the comfort is unmatched. One customer said they feel like you're being cocooned by a zillion kittens. The cooling is one of a kind. Organic clean bamboo. It's extremely breathable. It regulates your temperature to improve your quality of sleep. So why not try Etitude? These amazing sheets have a 30-day risk-free trial. So if you're not fully satisfied, you can return your sheets for a full refund. They even cover shipping on returns. Etitude sheets, they're soft as silk, breathable as linen, but at the price of cotton. You're going to love them. And when you support our sponsors, you support our show. And right now, our viewers will get 20% off their sheet set and free shipping. Just text DISH to 64000. The only way to get 20% off your set of Etitude sheets and free shipping is to text DISH to 64000. That's D-I-S-H to 64000.
Waking up with a stiff neck and back is not sexy, but I know where you can go for a mattress that could help that. Now, if you're struggling to get a good night's sleep, you've got to try Purple Mattress. How is Purple different from other mattresses? The Purple Mattress will probably feel different than anything you've ever experienced because it uses a one-of-a-kind Purple Grid. It was nothing like the memory foam that I'm used to. Now, the Purple Grid feels very unique because it's both firm and soft at the same time, so it keeps everything supported while still feeling really comfortable. Plus, it's breathable, so it sleeps cool, and it ends up giving you the zero-gravity like feel, so it works for any sleeping position. You'll get a 100-night risk-free trial, and if you're not fully satisfied, you can return your mattress for a full refund, backed by a 10-year warranty, free shipping, and returns when order from purple.com. You're gonna love Purple, and right now my viewers will get a free Purple pillow with the purchase of a mattress. That's in addition to all the great deals they're offering site-wide. Just text DISH to 84888. Only way to get this free pillow is to text DISH to 84888. That's DISH to 84888. Message and data rates may apply. Dish
Nation. Hey guys, welcome back to Dish Nation.
Yeah, yeah. Woo!
All right, guys, so I sat down with the one, the only Mr. Harrison Ford.
Oh, nice.
For seriously. His new Disney film, The Call of the Wild. Let's take a look.
How do you feel about an adventure beyond all maps where no one's ever been before?
All right, Mr. Ford, do you think that I could have joined you on that boat? What are your thoughts on that photo? Would I have made it, or would I have? What do you think about that?
Yeah, you would have made it.
Okay, all right, I'll take
there you go.
I'll take it.
With the help of Buck.
What's the key to a good dog name? Because we got, like, Buck. I feel like it's strong. What do you think is the key?
I think you need something percussive.
Percussive?
Something that you're not ashamed to shout out for the neighbors to hear.
Keita, come on! Keita! Keita!
Was it cold on set? Now, just describe some movie magic for me. Dispel these myths.
Okay.
Yeah.
We shot this movie 45 minutes from here in a place called Santa Clarita.
Yeah.
Huh? It's California.
Yeah.
It's not the Yukon.
Yeah.
But there was no dog there either.
Right.
The dog is computer generated. Also, we're able to refine the performances of the dogs, of the animals, you know, continually work on those aspects, on the details of that, up to the last minute.
Let's talk about the first time you met Harrison Ford. Because, I mean, he's an icon.
Sure.
He's a legend.
He is.
He's freaking Han Solo.
And more.
And more.
And more.
Were you guys intimidated? Was he nice? Was he what?
He's nice. He's warm. He
feels familiar.
Exactly.
I had to keep reminding myself that, like, I don't actually know this person.
Because right.
He feels so familiar, you know?
Right.
I don't want to be like a creepy weirdo who's like, I know you from somewhere. But,
yeah.
You know, like, but he feels so familiar.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's very charismatic.
But
I have one small bone to pick with you, though.
Yes, sir.
There's a scene in the movie where it's Harrison Ford. He's in the water, and he's got his shirt off. You look better with your shirt off than I do. So I want to know, like, are you doing push-ups before? Like, what's... I need wisdom, Harrison.
No, you need restraint. But thank you very much for the compliment on my delicious body.
Thank you for your delicious body.
Thank you.
So you know what time it is?
It's deal time!
That's right. There's nothing worse than having a dead battery, whether it's your car or your phone. That's why you need the Power to Go 12,000 mAh portable jump starter. It has 600 peak cold cranking amps, which means it'll jump start any engine up to a big 6.5 liter V8, and you can use it to recharge your other devices too. With the 12,000 mAh power and USB output, you can fully charge your phone multiple times.
That sounds awesome, Headcrack. Tell me more.
It comes with a 3-function universal USB cable that includes a lightning cable, a micro USB, and USB-C, as well as connectors to charge any smart device. It has a built-in super bright LED flashlight and SOS mode in case of emergency. Now, the compact water-resistant case fits in the glove box, and it also has up to 1 year of standby time and indicator lights that let you know how much power is left. And you can get it in black, blue, red, gray, and Gabby, just for you, leopard print.
Oh, Lord, honey. All right, now I gotta have one. How much are they?
Now, the Power to Go 12,000 mAh portable jump starter has been seen as high as $100. But for Dish Nation viewers, it's just
$35. Oh, wow. Wow. That's amazing.
Just go to morningsave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
All right, y'all, coming up, my Set It Off co-star, Keisha Knight Pulliam, dropped by the studio, and we had a kiki, darling. That's what's up next, so don't go nowhere.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Yay!
Okay, everybody, I'm so excited because we have producer, actress, Ella's mommy, my friend, and co-star of Set It Off Live,
Yay!
Keisha Knight Pulliam in the building. For stopping by.
Thank you for having me.
Oh. Now, Keisha, you're touring around the country with the Brat performing on Set It Off.
Yes.
What's some funny takeaways you could give us about working with Sis over here?
You know, we have fun every day. That is honestly the joy of working so hard, is enjoying the people you're working with.
Right.
So Brat, Mo, Drew, like, we have jokes for days. So we enjoy ourselves. We work hard, but we gonna laugh, especially when Leon and his chest come out.
Leon turned the sexy on
Now, your character on Set It Off is Titi, and
yes.
she is a mommy, very loving, and I know you're first-time mom to your
yes.
baby girl who's 3 now, right?
She's 3.
So, tell me, what did you pull from being a mother into that character?
Who, as you know, when you become a mom, it's a love like you've mm-hmm. never experienced in your life. You know, the best way I can describe it is like you growing a whole nother heart outside of your body that
yep.
you didn't know was possible.
For real.
And when you are, there's nothing you will not do for your child.
Right.
I will wear orange for my baby. You
there
don't
you
want
go.
These problems. Don't
okay.
do it.
What did you say? Oh, that's Beyonce's new outfit?
No. That's not Ivy Park.
Oh, okay.
That's, we will be in
that's
hell.
That's full count.
Oh. In hell.
I'm sure that name with a correctional center.
Right. Don't let Jersey Keisha pop out.
Now, if you could finish, like, the Rudy story, because, like, we haven't seen
uh-huh.
what Rudy's doing grown up, right?
Yeah.
Who is Rudy with right now? Does she ever marry Bud? Because
yeah.
I always like to
oh,
sweat.
Oh, yeah.
She did. I think her and Bud finally figured it out.
That's
they maybe got like 2.5 kids, a dog, mm-hmm. you know. She's doing well. She's graduated, I'm sure, like me, from Spelman College.
Yeah.
And, you know.
In the past couple weeks, we have been talking about Rudy, okay?
And
we've been talking about the part where she sings, Baby.
Yes.
Now, can you give us some of that?
Y'all killing me right now. Let's see.
Okay, let me see.
Okay.
You
and then you hit the baby. So I don't sing. We're clear.
Baby!
Night and day.
Baby!
Night and day.
Baby!
Night and day.
Oh, baby!
Night and day.
You know I love you.
Night and day.
You know I above you.
Night and day.
Do we have to pay for that?
I am not a singer. I
right.
tell them, because there's a part in the play, I'm like, well, I'm clear on my strengths and my weaknesses.
Right, y'all got that.
Singing is not what I do, and that's okay, because
yeah.
I can mm-hmm. act the hell out of someone singing.
Right.
Yeah. I'm just all day. All right,
so if people want to go check out the play, where can they get more information?
You can go to Jacarius.com. Don't ask me how to spell it. Hopefully they'll put
Jacarius.com.
J-E-C-A-R-Y-O-U-S. Jacarius. Jacarius.
Four tickets to Set It Off. This weekend, ATL, the 21st to 22nd, and the 23rd in Raleigh.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, make some noise for the one, the only, Keisha Knight Pulliam. Coming up, the Los Angeles fam got more Dish after the break, so don't go nowhere, okay? Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms, at Dish Nation. We'll see you there.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, everybody.
Woo!
Now,
I'm sure because we all like a little taste of the grape once in a while. We've taken an Uber or a ride share. I mean, yes. You're a responsible person, right?
Yes, yes, Heidi, yes.
Well, sometimes, here's the thing I don't like about getting into an Uber. I just want to get in. I want you to take me home. I don't want you, hey, where were you? Where were you tonight? Where are you headed? What's going on? So what do you do for a living? Just shut up. Shut up.
Yeah.
Well, Uber Australia has now introduced a quiet mode.
Thank God.
Thank you, now, Uber.
For around 1 to 2 times the cost of an Uber X, and I think it's worth it, riders can choose a quiet or chatty ride and also control the temperature in the car.
What? I have a good story for you guys because I take a lot of Ubers for Dish Nation, and I have to go to the airport at like 4 in the morning. So I get into this Uber, and who do I hear? But it's Frank. Frank on the radio.
Oh, yeah.
And then it's you, and I feel like Frank's talking about
That's probably true.
It's like 5 in the morning.
You can't get away from it.
And literally, it's just coming. It's coming through the car, coming through the car, coming through the car.
See, so that'll come in. This will be, if you pay 1 to 2 times more, it'll become handy. Like, don't talk to me. Yeah. Turn that crap off.
Turn him off. I know him.
I wish on the Dish Nation app they had a quiet app. Well,
is it working?
Let me see if it's working.
How much more would you pay for that?
Oh, my God.
Frank's like, I get pneumonia.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to MorningSave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.